What was the whole pagam of Noach, of the Anshei Doir, the whole world gets destroyed? What was the whole tragedy? The word is, it says that the chet was a chet of Levatola. The Yonim Aroyas, the Yonim of Zerah Levatola, also said the word is Zara, it's Fatishachas. The common denominator of both these Averas is that Rabban Shalom built a Bria with so much koyach. Rabban Shalom has so much expectations from the Bria. Rabban Shalom created Adam with so many hasagas, such moichin, and such, and every aspect of avoida, a person eats and says it's Vatoira, becomes a Mizbeach. So much potential every Yid has. Potential koyach, all the tzaddikim, Chometz Chaim, how much they did, how much they wrote, and how much they tzaddikim, how much they did, and how much they were poil. A Yid has so much koyach, so much koyach, so much koyach. And the worst tzar for the Rabban Shalom is that when he uses that koyach, levatola. That's why the Iker Pagam of Zera levatola is the idea that this koyach, the mitzvah of Oyna, the mitzvah of Puruvu, is a mitzvah where a person is a shutif of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gimel shutif in Ba'adam, Ovi v'imoy v'akodesh Baruch Hu. It's a pachadik a koyach, a person becomes a shutif in Ma'aseh Bereishis with the Rabban Shalom. And that, the higher the koyach, the more powerful the koyach is when it goes to waste, because that's the greatest hashchosa. Dibur, Dvarim Betelim, Dibur is the kesher, is how a person speaks out his neshama, that's the mile of Odom, Odom is the medaber, and a person uses that leshov, Dvarim Betelim, that's the greatest pagam. The more the potential, the greater the pagam. Parshas Noach, it says, it's the hechsta parsha, it's supposed to be the parsha of Kabbalah Satoira. B'shigam u'bosa, b'shigam is gematria Moshe. And Parshas Noach, the Reb Tzadik says, the Hilig Reb Tzadik says, that the Mayim Elyonim, the Torah, the Begeshem, was Torah Shebiksav, and the Tohoim Sa'oretz, the water that came out there was Torah Shebalpeh. It was all going to come out. The Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. He says, the Migdal Bovel was Torah Shebalpeh, but that was Talmud Bavli, that's why they thought that. Torah Shebalpeh, Bavli, they had confidence. It's the lashat at each other. There was a koyach. It gives them a koyach, and that's the koyach that they had to build the Migdal Bavel. The whole Torah was there. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was there. He was all ready for the greatest Kabbalah Satorah. And they took that koyach, that door, took that koyach, and they used it l'shov. They wasted it. They made it levatola. That's the great. That's the biggest hashchasa, and that's what calls the churban oilam.
You know, all the mayim only came out after hashchasa.
It was supposed to. It was supposed to be gishmi. Rashi says it was supposed to be gishmi brocha. So the oimek of Rashi is that it was supposed to be. In other words, it was planned that it was supposed to be that. Because end of a ra yored min hashemayim. There's no ra that comes out of shemayim. No ra. End of a yored min hashemayim. So many of others was supposed to be toiv, and they caused it. They caused it to happen. Noach, on the other hand, everything he did is he did. Noach was the faket of Levatola. That's the bechin of Eilat Toldus. Noach Tolda is faket. Opposite of Zer Levatola is Toldus. It's reduced Toldus. So everything now, that's right, the Rashi says, what's the Iker Toldus essential tzaddikim? Meis and Toivim, Torah Mitzvahs. In other words, everything they do, he did for a Tachlis, for a Te'elis. Everything he did produced a Pri. Everything he did produced a Pri. It's the opposite of Levatola. So Meila, that's the Bechina, that's why he was saved. In other words, Noach was everything of the Tachlis. Nothing, Noach understood that the whole Bria, there's a Tachlis to the whole Bria, and there's a Te'elis to the whole Bria, and everything has to be done with all the Kubrenshon, give us all the Moedik HaKoichus. And everything, every mice that a person does, what's the tachlis of this mice? That it shouldn't go levatola chasushon. It shouldn't be a mice that goes levatola chasushon. Because a yid is powerful, and a yid has all the koichas, and something that goes levatola, that's the biggest tsar, and that's the biggest kitruk. A door like the Dor HaMamon, which potentially was the greatest door of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, when they did averas that are underlined levatola dik averas, so that caused the churban, that caused the hashchosa. That's why Noach is Hashem Vayonach Vayom Hashviz is the Zoya. Shabbos Kodesh is Me'ilar Mahabo. All Mahabo is where only the Maisim that you do with the Te'elis arrive. In other words, there's no all everything that was Lashov stays down here. Almud Shikra. All Mahabo is where everything a person did which produced Paris, that's the world of Paris over there. That's the world of Paris over there. Noach is Hashem Vayonach Vayom Hashviz. So that everything he did was a Te'elis, therefore he's Shaykh to the Bechin of Shabbos Kodesh. That's the beginning of Shabbos Kodesh. With the Anshei Dor HaMabul, because they use everything l'shov. Zer levatola is a musuk of taking something which is a hecher koyach and using it levatola. So a person, every yid in his own life has to think of when he eats, when he sleeps. He has to make out of everything avodas Hashem. Otherwise, it was stam mabekach, stam mabekach, and you've got so much koyachas and you're using the stam mabekach. That's the biggest kitruv. That's the biggest tragedy. That's the toldos keneged the levatola. That's the chizik a person has to take out of the parasha, and that's the same thing with Avodah Zorah. And that's why Batishoches is Arois and is Avodah Zorah, because that's Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is Eitz Ve'Even, it's Hevel. Maisa Tatuim. The Novi laughs at it. Baal Kresoi, the Novi makes Letzonos of it. And this is what they used to put all their life into, and to all their Koichos into. Into what? Into Pelahim Eloi Abeir, and Naim Eloi Yiruim, and Naim Eloi Shmo. What are you doing? And they used to invest everything into their Avodah Zorahs. They were Moshe Nefesh for their Avodah Zorahs. What is that? That's a Hevel V'Larik. That's Kol Kula Levatola. It's using all your Koichos Levatola. So these are the two Averis. That's the biggest Hashchos, the Tishochis. Those are the two Averis, Erva and Avodah Zorah. That's the two. They're both using the highest Koichos, and they're using them for Levatola. So they used to connect to higher powers when they used to serve Avodah Zorah. And they used those higher powers, they used to use the Mamish for Levatola. So Parashas Noach is the parasha of every maisa that a person does to be done. Is this a levatola? Is this maisa producing peiros or not? If he eats l'shem shemayim, he's produced peiros. Sleeps l'shem shemayim, peiros. Alach kama v'kama. It says when a person learns to go, comes into shul, and korbanos, the helgat tefer shloba says he's mamish in the beis hamikdash, and he's makar korbanos. The banish gave every the koyach every morning to stand and to say korbanos and to be makar korbanos in the beis hamikdash. A person comes late and he misses out korbanos, or he just flies through Parashas Tom and Keteres without thinking. That's a terrible levatola. A banish put you there in the beis hamikdash, gave you all the potential to sing korbanos, to say korbanos, and a person misses it out or whatever. So those koyches that Rabban Shalom gave for a person to be in the base of English will have atola. It's a moedik achrayus, a moedik tevia that a person has to utilize everything in Shem Shemayim for avodas Hashem. That's the klal, and that's the sod. That's the sod of Parashas Noach. Eila told us Noach, a person's got to produce ma'isim toivim. A person's got to produce ma'isim toivim for a peiros. That's ikat al the sim shel tzadikim and ma'isim toivim. Thank you.